Central New York Congressman John Katko is hoping that officials can learn from the tragedy in Orlando to prevent another such deadly terrorist shooting going forward. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Katko, a Republican from Camillus, expects there to be plenty of conversation this week in Washington, centering on what happened at an Orlando nightclub when 29-year-old Omar Mateen carried out the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Katko, who serves on the Homeland Security Committee, says his biggest concern is the fact that Mateen was investigated more than once by the FBI because of a potential link to terrorism.
I think the FBI probably did their job because they have certain criteria. And if they don't fit those criteria, there's not much they can do. We're going to take a look at those criteria. We're going to drill down, find out exactly what was they were told, and see if we can find a way to enhance those criteria so that people that are prone to violence like this guy clearly seem to have been, that we identify them.
Katko also suggests that considering there are 900 active probes of potential terrorists across the country right now, there should be more funding appropriated for these kinds of investigations. One thing he's not clamoring for, more gun control that he says would take weapons out of the hands of law-abiding citizens.
It's very easy to just say, okay, we're going to have outlaw all AR-15s and that'll solve the problem. Look at Boston. They use pressure cookers, things you cook chicken with, right? So they're going to find a way to do it. What we've got to do is tease out the harder thing, the mentally ill and the terrorists. Those are the two big things amongst all these shootings that we've got to really work on.
Katko says lawmakers will continue to work on legislation both domestically and internationally to stop terrorist acts like these.
But the bottom line is we need to destroy ISIS at where ISIS is deep-rooted, and that's in the Middle East.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.